This is the Capricorn FM podcast.
Tuka le rata mangisha le toro le faufong ve pela fe toga papa di maga fe toga nete. Hili mo gotla go le rata lo go lola badimo ha ba inhliziyo ya me. E ya pelu ya ka mangisha le na ga o latela le rata. Zanda za kuza. Kharebe belge tshoka kwa Eastern Cape empa a golela ka kwa Durban ka kwa KZN. Hai nele maleke Bongo Beats. Babutio titi oki Max the Mix boy. Who Capricorn breakfast over coffee. Ke na le mpomashito ke sesi. Ebile ke na le DJ complexion. Re tlo go tia titi. We painting the city red early in the morning.
ZV stand up, ZV stand up, but Max the Mixer, mix for me.
Ini ke kaugata.
Rutu.
Ini kaugata pungwana ka rutu. Ya kaugata pungwana ka. Ili ke lelakalakale lukula mulukulu kwa malakale kango mutaka matala marakale sile mabushukulu msare le tabule le sorutwani. Rutu manu pulukwa naga marba sukwala. Polokwane ga bona na re ko polokwane ba kharmatantsa polokwane ga bo Maria Lavi
ai a ke tsiya le moya a ke tsiya le moya se iphediche tsiya le moya my goodness
a straight
iconic legendary radio
you got Capricorn all over your radio
ah boy it doesn't even need a script. I can't get the script or something. Why do you want to let you at your area?
Where I come up, I need a girl.
Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting up close and personal with a radio legend and an author this morning, Dr. Max. The Mixer Boy, which I Peter, better known as Bramax. We are so honored. I'm shaking from my boots all the way up to my undies, man, because of the legendary man that is joining us in the studio. These are the cause of radio. Give a dimo about radio.
Kanedi. Well, not live, but dimo about radio. And you know, when he walked in, he's a lanky man, really tall. And when he walked in, our producer says, it feels like our boss is walking in the studio.
Yeah.
That's the respect. And he literally carries radio in himself. He walks in and we're like, we have a very long way to go.
Humbled, humbled, humbled.
Welcome.
We are hoping that at the end of this conversation, we would have really drank enough from your fountain of wisdom.
Because you
have done this way before we were even born, or before we even became ideas.
So
and consistency has been your middle name over the years.
Truly blessed.
Yeah, sure. So as we get to know you today, we want to take this conversation to unearth this, you know, where the passion came from, you know, what inspired this in you. So this is going back to your childhood. It's looking at the kind of family that you are from, the kind of home that you are from, the kind of journey that you have walked. So home is Zebediela.
Home is Zebediela.
Mm-hmm.
A small, intimate village called Matume.
Mm-hmm.
Under the shade of the Matume Mountain. That's where I was born.
Yeah.
On the 26th of March 1951, which makes me an Aries.
Okay. Okay. And what do they say about Aries? I'm trying to think what Aries is.
In brief.
Yeah.
Nice, but not very nice.
Okay. Okay. Nice, but not very nice.
Yeah.
So Matume, ZB. Now, as you were growing up, like the kind of family that you were in, what was the inspiration? Was it a music-inspired kind of family? Was it a more traditional? What kind of a family were you born in?
Matume was a very small, intimate, warm village.
Mm.
But very rural, very hidden, very far from many things. So most of my early days entertainment were village cultural, traditional dances, songs, plays, and those kind of things.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And Papa he Marema, my grandfather, was a great poet.
Okay.
If you like, he was a village griot.
Oh, yes. That's powerful.
Yeah. He called himself Matatsebale Alebo Samalopia Tilumracha Monogamadumana Told. Yeah.
Wow. My goodness, that is so beautiful. So, a very traditional kind of cultural inheritance that you had. And obviously, language, you know, must have been a very strong part of that.
Very.
Yeah.
Like I'm talking about griots,
yes,
who were exposed to what many people refer to as sangomas, or according to the late Dr. Philip Taban, Malombo. Malombo was the most powerful entertainment for us. Okay. For example, today you guys would say on a Friday like this, did you mark I?
Yes, sir.
In our time when we said on Fridays at school, we say, where are we going to?
Yeah.
It means Malopo Ailova guy.
Oh. Okay.
Where is Malombo happening?
Yeah.
Okay.
Then we'd go there and sing. The Malombo songs are so full of idiom and very rich in culture and language.
Yeah.
That's where most of these things were happening. But we also had religious churches, Chama Masioni. We would also go there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Mm-hmm. That's more or less background Diaka at that particular time.
Yeah. Let's explore a little bit more on your background. Sorry, we were having ice cream earlier on.
You, okay.
So that's why my speech is
affecting
right
now.
We
reserve
some
for
you. Yes. Your point. There's this perception that kids that are sent to boarding school, one, either their parents don't have enough time for them, or maybe because they are up to no good behavior.
Yes.
What was the reason for you to be sent to boarding school?
It was my health.
Okay.
As a young kid, I was not that healthy.
All right.
I still remember when I was doing Standard 1.
Standard 1.
Yeah, from village Yaruna, Vaitalena Mochonisport, Hortlerna Melebeseretemo, Pulukwani, had doctor, Skikamulagali, Nanga Kayamomotropo, because I was very weak. So, kena kwa yahwara kie high school ifika or secondary school, my father felt that I could not be able to cycle to the school, which is not necessarily very far. It's something like 25 km from my village. But my father just felt this kid is not fit health wise. That was the main reason. Yes. But I outgrew all those things as time went on.
Yeah.
You're absolutely amazing. We are going to tap a little bit more into that journey. Joining us in studio this morning over coffee conversation as we're getting to know him is Pramax. And these are the legends of radio. I know you have a question. I know you have a compliment. You can find us on 079-899-6226. We'll also be playing some of his favorite songs. We played Zanda Zakuza earlier on. It was selected by Pramax. Yes. I would have expected something different, but how? Well, young at heart, eh?
No, you know what? Somebody once told me when I started my career, he said, as a radio presenter, you should know a little about everything.
Yeah.
You should never get lost in a conversation, whether it's about the moon or about the sea. You must be able to have just a simple conversation.
To keep the conversation going. So,
until I get serious, so musically speaking, I am all over the show.
Yeah.
It can take me to classic, I just love music. So as a result, because I wrote a book about the history of South African music, and I think go botlhokwa gore le ge re lebelela morago re lebelela bo Kipi Moeketsi, bo Abdullah Ibrahim, bo Ibrahim Masekela, ba ba thomileng tsela e. Re be le the young ones. Ritsu or Bumuna, Tabu Mulamu, Ritsu Master KG. By the way, Zanda Zakuza, Udile Skeleton, Master KG. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So you need to follow the trends.
Mm.
You know, our industry is very interesting. You know, even when people say you are old, I don't understand what they mean. We don't need power. We're not lifting weights.
Mm.
So as long as you can still remember things, you can still see.
Yes.
You can still listen.
Yes, sir.
You can still speak.
Yeah, that's it.
That's it.
That's it.
Our conversation over coffee continues very soon, and the next song is also selected by Bramex this morning, joining us in studio over coffee, 079-899-6226. Capricorn FM, Limpopo Saturday frequency, 5 minutes before 8, over coffee conversation continues with Bramex joining us in studio as we get to know him a little better. Why this song, sir?
Ke rata 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 ko shaye kala ba kala gore na ko e ke le kwa motlhaka motlala kwa re kile ra ba le moeno o mongwe wa gore moshito o tswela pele. This song is from Kabelo's LP and the beat goes on, but I also like the way it was produced.
Okay.
Yes. Yeah. You can play it anywhere.
Yeah.
It's not necessarily local, you know. It's an international song.
Yeah.
But I also like the persona, Kabelo, of TKZ. Yeah.
Sure.
You're very good at storytelling, and it makes all the sense. You do it effortlessly. And that's one thing that we appreciate so much about you.
Thank you very much.
Is that something that you worked on yourself over time, or have you always been like that?
I wasn't always like this. I remember when I started on radio, many people from my village couldn't believe that it's me. As a young boy, I was very quiet. Most of the time, I was just observing. So, I fell in love with radio when I was doing Standard 3. I started listening to LM Radio, which was based in Lorenzo Marx Maputo.
Okay.
And I liked the way they were... the way they were presenting and using sound effects effectively. So I started imitating them.
Okay.
But the talent, like I talked about, the talent was there.
Yeah.
But it's very important, maybe even to talk to our young guys. Talent needs to be sharpened with skills. You have to research, you have to read, you have to listen, give yourself time.
Yeah.
But most of all, eloquence is born out of confidence that is born out of preparation.
Okay, there we go.
Yes.
I like that.
If you are not prepared,
yes, sir,
you spend most of your time fumbling and panicking.
And laughing.
And laughing. And that is where stage fright wants you. So once you are prepared, I remember before I could be interviewed for my first break on radio, I was already on tape.
Okay.
Because I used to go into the mountains. Motume is near the mountain. I had a very small radio tape. I would go there and start presenting.
Oh.
Alone.
And then listen back.
And listen back and say, no, I don't want to sound like this.
Yeah.
What?
Yeah.
Where did that come from? Where did that come from?
It came from me listening to LM Radio.
Okay.
So I would try to imitate Harold West. I would try to imitate David Davids. But ultimately, I knew I don't want to sound like them. They are just guiding me. I want to be original.
Wow. And you found yourself.
Yes, I want to be unique.
Yeah.
Because as I say, it's better to be unique than to be the best.
Yeah.
Because no one can take it away from you.
Powerful. Yeah. I'll take that from this interview this morning.
Yeah.
We're getting, we do see your messages.
Yes.
We'll go through them after 8. It seems like you'll be taking over the entire interview, but we understand because of the magnitude of this legend who is joining us in studio this morning as we get to know him better. Bramex, the Mixer Boy, joining us in studio over coffee. Conversation continues. I've never been to me, the Temptations on Capricorn FM, Limpopo Saturday frequency. So Ken and Ron Miller say to Randy Crawford in 76, take this song, we've written it, go and perform it. And then in 82, the temptation to say, we are not saying it's broken, but we can improve it and make it sound a little better. I wouldn't lie in front of a legend like Bramax joining us in the studio.
You wouldn't dare.
No, I wouldn't.
You wouldn't dare.
Dr. Max Mujapilo is joining us. This is a legendary radio broadcaster and author. We are sipping coffee with this radio legend like no other, getting to know him a little better. That conversation continues after this.
Capricorn Breakfast on Limpopo's hottest frequency.
So, Bramax, your strongest mantra is, it doesn't matter where you come from, what matters is where you are going.
And it is so true.
And that has kept you going, because from recording yourself and trying to find exactly how you would like to sound like, you eventually did. And that led to you scoring your big gig in 82 when you joined Tobel FM in December.
Yes.
Was that the target, or was that the goal for you when you were working on improving how you sound, how you would like to relate stories, amongst many other things?
Yeah.
Or were you just thinking, you know what, maybe one day something will open up, but for now I'm really not fussy about where I would like to end?
That was my target.
Okay.
It was my target to elaborate on that. In those days, you wouldn't be on radio unless you had been a teacher.
Yes, I've heard that before. Yeah.
And that is exactly the reason why I went for teacher training. I didn't go to a teacher's college for going to the classroom.
It was to end up at
I wanted
radio.
To qualify for the mic.
Wow.
So it was always the target. I would listen to our presenters at that time. They called us announcers.
Yes, yes.
Yeah, I didn't like that very much, because if you can just imagine what an announcer does.
Yeah.
No, we're not announcers. We are presenters.
Yeah.
I listened to them. At that stage, I felt our radio was a bit tame.
Tame? What do you mean by tame?
What I mean by tame is when you're listening to the radio, it's like you are sitting in a classroom listening to a teacher.
Oh.
Because they were teachers.
They were teachers, you know.
Definitely.
Yes.
But
so,
then, the mandate is not only to educate.
To entertain as well.
To entertain? To inform?
Yes.
If we like, infotain?
There we go.
Edutain?
There we go.
So this tame was not there.
Yeah.
According to me. So I wanted to go there and, for lack of a better word, revolutionize the radio.
And you did revolutionize the radio. The sound that you came with, and this identity that was created, Max the Mixer, you know, the Linus, mix for me. You know,
yes.
How did you come about with that? How did that come about? How did you create that? And there were little things that you were saying in your present. We did the Rutu.
Yeah.
You know, so how did that come about?
When I joined radio, in brief, I was supposed to join TV. There were auditions for TV and I came out in flying colors.
Okay.
But when I was supposed to start and I wanted to know what my job description was, I found that that was not what I wanted.
Okay.
They said I was going to be a reporter. And I said, what is a reporter?
Yeah.
And they explained it. I said, no, I'm a front man.
Yes.
Okay.
Sir.
Yeah.
And I said, listen, actually, I'm not a TV person.
Yeah.
Sent my results to Travel FM. At that time, it was Radio Lebowa.
Yes.
So that is how it happened. Nekerato tladi paiskopo mutropo. Hake buwakod kota sing. Kikwecha longole lerin. Tomorrow morning, you must come for audition. Suko SABC Polokwa.
Lato gara di buka chabane le sidi di magi. Di testi le sidi magi la paka la sepila.
Awa. He joined in 1982 December after
the report is true.
Yes.
Yeah.
So that is what happened. By the way, so I joined radio at that time. So when I joined the radio, I remember like it was that interview or those auditions. I was the only one. So almost everybody was there to see what this guy, they say he's from TV, is going to show us.
Yeah.
They didn't know. When they gave me the red light, I gave it back to them. I was ready for, you know, So when I started, a group of announcers came after me, some months after me. I was fine and comfortable until these young guys started imitating me.
But you know what they say about imitation? Sometimes it's flattery, but I know it can destabilize you. Mara, you're not going to happen.
That is what made me say, no, I want to be unique. Then I came with Rutu.
Yeah.
These are concepts you cannot just imitate.
Signature song.
Yeah, Khawagata.
Yes.
When I go commercial.
Yes.
So I created a radio lingo like no other.
That no one could come and copy because it's about him, Paul Diankant.
Definitely.
Mm.
But most of all, the studio charena kichela chahale cha, you know, gosna echo, gosna ang, just straightforward. But I chose a sound engineer, a young sound engineer called Stephen Galane, may his soul rest in peace. Nekita liena mu SABC over the weekend. On a Sunday when it's quiet, we go into the studio. We start experimenting with sound.
Okay.
We roll tapes to create echo. Another tape. In the middle of that, because I was researching, there was a crew in Harlem, in New York.
Yes, sir.
They had this mix for me. I took it, and I took Foster Poppetti's song, and I put all that thing together. Yeah. That's how you hear that thing goes.
Oh,
next the mixer, mix for me. And Lee Oscar's Footsteps and Michael Jackson's Door Thriller.
You even remember with the elements in the line now.
Definitely.
The sound clips.
And a very particular man. That's what
put them in there.
Yeah.
So that thing gives you a kick
when
the show starts.
It does.
Because I was using it for the top 20.
Yeah.
Nice. Yeah. We have interacted with some musicians that have expressed the impact that you have had on their musical career. The likes of Arthur Mafukate, the likes of Mahotela Queens.
Yeah.
Mahotela Queens. I mean, you were also a strong advocate for their music to play everywhere else. Did you have a personal relationship with them? Beyond just the music, you know, playing, were you able to interact with them outside of radio?
Before I came to radio, I was very much in the thick of things in showbiz in Soweto.
Okay.
Because I was mentored by a blind musician called Jimmy Mujapelo, who together with Babsi Mlangeni and Koloe Lebona started the All Rounders.
Okay.
So when I came to radio, the world of entertainment and showbiz in general was very much known to me. So that's how I knew these people.
Yes, sir.
But Mahotela Queens, I loved them so much because they were promoting our language.
Yes.
Rupert Opape, who was their manager and their producer, loved music with a message. So that is how I fell in love with them.
Okay.
And we played their music.
Well, as much as you had fallen in love with them and you're playing the music and there's so much respect for them, we have someone on the line who would like to return that respect to you. Hello, Mama Hilda. How are you?
I'm fine. And how are you, Banabat?
Oh, no, Mama Rona. Mama Hilda Tuvata, who is a singer.
Lead singer.
Not just Mahotela Queens. On the line. Ashwena Mutwali na Mama Motsoreng ka lefoko.
Ramek.
Bara Matlala Shiko.
Eish, what's up, I'm going to speak my language because I'm an African and Ronald Reed musician.
Yeah, so I mean, relationship yagago mama as Mahotela Queens, the kind of support Eneli Krang from Ntate Max Mujapelo. When you think back in a kong ela, koro renka yona.
Those were real radio announcers. Bom Mujapelo, when Ntate Mujapelo, rintwereling yona is because of Ntate Mujapelo. Yes, receiving the whole world is because of them. Bara look at the koshataro na busiuli mutseari 3 times, 4 times, 10 times a day. Ntho e re leng yona is ntate Mjapelo, hey my God, wankgoma ngwanaka. Those are real, real radio announcers.
Ntate Ntshwarele.
Oh my God.
Ke goletse ga malong. Mo ke neng ke tsamaya bosigo.
One charge up. Ke yena ke ntate Mjapelo ke bolelang le ene.
Yes, mama.
We are the medisa. Runa bana
ba halebo. Yeah.
Balibua, balibua.
Yeah.
We do medisa. Re du medisa bo mujapilu.
Bo ma swara dite.
Marana alibua.
Re dumelang, 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 dumelang. Eh ba nna kwa ye o bitso Max Mankwana o re thakatara mahlatheno o tletse le stage se. Re ke pele le ntse ne ba sang.
I did not know what I did. That's me Japan. Oh, I can run up when not ma. Never mean or now fit a colony. No side you can or look at the same time.
Yeah.
No sense of challenge and then they explain the message or earring again. I not message a one word it's in writing. It's a referral in Chara Untune or Musaiwa could tell you about no, we cannot play this song.
Ah,
I should message
it. Says Hilda, the legend herself.
Oh, Mama Hilda, thank you so much. Raleboga me, Horutile, and then what I was sharing, I'm going to ring, Lisbani Carona, the Tahani Carona, Red Mutima Poloke, Mama.
And that's my country.
That's lead singer of my Hotel Queens, Mama Hilda Tlobatla, joining us on the line and just reflecting on the good times that they've had with our legend joining us in studio as we get to know him. Bramex, let's check out some messages before we wrap up the conversation.
DJ Complex,
Yebo.
That man is a radio himself. We are really inspired. And he has really revived the essence of radio. If things were really going my way, I believe that Shumalele, I don't mean I get a slot again as easy when you get a movie kid, and keep up for my journey, come on, 10 bees, I can cop. Wow.
No, keep it.
Morning, team, morning. For once, I thought I was listening to Mutaka Mutala, not Togala FM, but the radio. When I hear the voice of Dada Max, he's a true legend and we love him. Yeah, some of us love radio because of him. So, but personally, I never want to radio the way we do. So, Ramulaboga, Rahupela, or Arahulele, Achelepil over an inspiration the way he is. Ramrat and Tate Max, Rawrat, Pixie Tik, Momo Kopan, Extension 14.
Ramulaboga.
Ramulaboga, Pixie Tik.
Good morning, Tim. Thank you for listening to Tate Mujapelo. Yo, I remember back then, I think it was 1994. I thought I was going to FM. I did not know that I was going to be a FM. Mpobolela nnete motho se storyteller gore ga bolela ha re mino wa bolela ka hopola a tlhalosa pina engwe ya Dorothy Moore with pen in hand like na ke tsa mali ene ke khone o bona gore yo ai Max yo ai ntate Max no talent and dedication ke dilo tse di le mo wena ra leboga re leboga fo bophelo ba gore leboga some of us are calling music because of you. Thank you so much. May the good Lord bless you.
Same to you.
Absolutely amazing. So we'll wrap up this conversation up next. Rufula Matebula is also on standby. I believe that Pramex also has something that he would like to share with us before he goes. Legendary radio broadcaster and author Ntate Max Mojapelo. Before we let you go, I mean, radio then and radio now, 2022, what do you think we are missing now that we need to work on going forward? And in the same breath, what are your final words that you'd like to leave people of this province with, those that are listening to the show right now?
Let me refer you back to the song I've Never Been to Me from the album Reunion. That song was inspired by an old man who looked back at the way he led his life. He looked at the highlights of his life, the roses, the flowers, the skeletons and the corpses, counting them. But most importantly, he wanted to teach this young man who was passing in the street as this old man was drinking coffee, to say to him, don't do what I have done. I would say throughout my broadcasting career, I competed and won many awards. But I feel truly blessed that at the end of it, I receive accolades without fighting for them.
That is powerful.
Let me take this opportunity to thank the founder of the Lila Semphosa Mashabela, SAMPRA, the Limpopo Department of Sports, Arts and Culture, and all the sponsors of these prestigious awards, including the hottest frequency in town, in the province.
Capricorn FM.
Capricorn FM.
Yes.
You asked me a very interesting question about radio now and radio then. Radio is very competitive today because of technology.
Yeah. True.
The most important thing I can think of is relevance.
Okay.
You can't be relevant if you don't know who you are talking to. You can't be relevant if you don't understand the time in which you are broadcasting. In a morning drive show or a breakfast show, we know gore re bolela le batho ba yang meberekong ba very busy ke ka baka le ba dire land traffic reports, but it's also very important to now and then give them time. Some of them rely solely and wholly on radio for time. So being relevant is the king. Other things will follow.
Absolutely amazing.
Loud and clear.
Ladies and gentlemen, that is the fountain of wisdom we have been drinking from
this morning
since 7:30. Ntate Max Mojapelo, legendary radio broadcaster and author, a living legend, joining us in studio over coffee conversation as we were getting to know him a little better. Pramex, we must thank you for allowing us into your space.
Yes.
Because there's not a lot of people that are blessed with this opportunity.
You guys, I want to thank you very much for the warm reception this morning. You guys have been good company for me, and my day is made. But the simplest thing, my love is free.
there we go. Thank you so
absolutely
much.
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.